Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It's Wednesday, March 23rd. I'm Steve Haw, and yes, the Reds aren't playing, but there's still plenty of news to catch up on. So without further ado, let's dive straight into it. You may have remembered on a previous episode of the Bite Size with Chris Pajak. Also, anyone who listens to some of our other Red Men content may have heard us talking about this story as well. It relates to Barcelona midfielder Gavi. We were talking in the past about maybe Liverpool were interested in him, and there was a chance that if the court case in Barcelona didn't go in his way or in Barcelona's way, there's a chance Gavi would be able to be signed on a free contract by somebody. Now, as it stands, that is going to be the case. So a court ruling effectively reversed his standing as a Barcelona first team senior player. He's technically still a youth player. Barcelona's financial issues and all that kind of stuff mean they can't register Gavi as a first team player. Essentially, he's on a youth contract. That's going to expire in the summer. They won't be able to give him a new contract. He will be a free agent. He will not be allowed to play for Barcelona as things stand. Essentially, he goes back to being an academy player. That means he leaves in the summer of 2023 because he can no longer be classed as a youth player because he's over 18. He's got nowhere to play. So somebody is going to be able to sign Gavi for free. Obviously, Barcelona is still going to fight this and there's ramifications that run on and on and on. But there is precedent with La Liga really standing up to Barcelona. Lionel Messi's situation is the obvious one. Everyone just presumed, oh no, the rules are being broken, but they'll let Barcelona get off with it. They always do. They never. And that's ultimately why Leo Messi ends up having to leave Barca and ends up in Paris. Now, the situation Gavi is a little bit differently, but they're not allowed to promote him to the first team. Where did Liverpool come in? Well, Liverpool inquired about Gavi last summer, and according to a report in The Athletic, Liverpool could renew their interest this summer and try and get themselves a world-class young prospect for free. Now, Liverpool aren't going to be the only team interested in Gavi. If he does have to leave Barca, which as it stands, he will, I must emphasise that this isn't saying, oh, you're going to try and sign somebody, but he's not going to go or stay. As it stands, the court and the league are saying Gavi can't be registered with Barcelona. If he wants to be a footballer, he has to go somewhere. And Liverpool are one of the teams who are interested in making a swoop. Now, of course, City will be interested. PS, everyone, United, they'll all be in for him. But it is just worth keeping note on. Liverpool did try and sign this player last year before he signed this big first-team contract at Barca, tried to go and effectively poach him. He obviously wanted to stay at Barcelona. He's done amazing things. He's since gone on, of course, played in a World Cup for Spain. He's been brilliant for them. He's an excellent young player. But yeah, whether it ends up with Gavi at Liverpool or whoever he ends up is, this is a story that's going to run on and on and on. But it certainly feels like Liverpool are keeping close tabs on this whole thing. And at some point in the future, we're going to find out exactly what the courts ultimately decide, whether there's appeal processes, etc., etc. But as it stands, Gavi can't play for Barca, and somebody's going to have to sign him, and Liverpool look like they are one of the teams who want to get that deal done. Imagine they could. It would be unbelievable to... You're essentially saving yourself £100 million easy, because that's what Barca would want, minimum, if they did sell Gavi. I mean, they put his release clause at €1 billion to scare everybody off. To get that type of player for nothing, whether it's Liverpool, whether it's somebody else, that someone is going to get an absolute steal of a century there if Barcelona, as it stands, can overturn the court or La Liga. And like I say, both La Liga in particular are really adamant to sweep down on Barca and clamp down on this on all this spending and the debts that they've run up. La Liga seem really, really strong to do so. They are not going to let this go either. Definitely one worth keeping an eye on. Right, then, going to speak very, very shortly about Paul Mitchell and a report link.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Name with Liverpool before we get that. Just a quick one, Liverpool's next game, I know it's still a while away, it is on April 1st against Manchester City away, one of, if not the toughest games on the Premier League fixture calendar. Erling Haaland is a doubt to be facing Liverpool next weekend. According to a report from Paul Hurst of the Times, Haaland has not joined up with the Norwegian squad. The move has been described, and I quote, as precautionary, but as it stands, the fitness team at Man United... The fitness team at Manchester City and the medical staff at Man City are unsure whether the 22-year-old will be available to face the Reds yet. This isn't like, you know, just flaking out of a couple of friendlies and stuff. This is Erling Haaland pulling out of Euro 2024 qualifiers. So this isn't just like, you know, a player deciding he doesn't want to go and play a little friendly game. There's something that's enough. It's a groin problem. He picked it up against Burnley. It means now he's not going to play against Spain or Georgia in the Group A qualifying fixtures. But that means, as it stands, there's a doubt that he faces Liverpool on April 1st. We'll get obviously closer towards it. Some people might think Man City might be playing funny buggers here and they're just trying to keep him rested. But in truth, given the fact that Norway are far from certain to be playing in the Euros, as it stands, given the group that they're in Group A, it bodes that, you know, Haaland... It feels to me like this is a genuine injury. I don't personally think that this is somebody who is trying to get themselves out of playing international games. I actually think Erling Haaland would want to be playing in his group game for Norway. Obviously, they're in a group with Spain, Scotland, Georgia, and Cyprus. So, yeah, Spain are obviously the favourites there. But in terms of getting through, there's no guarantee. You'd think Norway should be able to. You know, ahead of quite a lot of those teams, but given the fact that he's going to miss a big game against Georgia, he's going to miss the game against Spain, I think it's legit, so we'll see how it goes. After doing testing examinations, it became clear, says the Norwegian team doctor Ola Sand, it became clear that he will not make it for the games against Spain and Georgia, and he gets medical follow-ups at his club. It's a big blow, obviously, for the Norwegian team. They're fuming that their star man's unavailable. But yeah, keep an eye on that one. Liverpool might face Manchester City down the road without Erling Haaland. We'll soon see how that one all pans out. Right then, moving on. The hunt for Liverpool's new sporting director to replace Julian Ward, who will be leaving at the end of the season. According to a report from Luke Entwistle of Get French Football News, AS Monaco sporting director Paul Mitchell has held talks with Premier League side Liverpool. As reported by L'Équipe back in February, Mitchell set to leave the Principality club at the end of the summer transfer window, despite their attempts to get him to sign a new deal. Like I say, Liverpool are in the market for a new sporting director, given the fact that Julian Ward is leaving. According to Get French Football News, they can reveal that Mitchell and Liverpool have held talks about the soon-to-be-vacant sporting director role at the club. Now, in terms of looking for an external candidate, which we believe Liverpool are, to, you know, they backed up Michael Edwards leaving with Julian Ward. There's no backfill in place. Basically, Julian Ward hasn't got someone he's been training to get into the hot seat. So it's really, really interesting that that Liverpool are looking externally. It makes sense as well. Of course, in terms of Paul, he's got a very long track record as Paul Mitchell in terms of where he's worked. Obviously, he's doing well currently as it stands at AS Monaco, but he's been all kinds. He's been all over the world working for different clubs. Couldn't, like I say, he was part of the Red Bull group. He was at Tottenham following when Pochettino moved over there, helped them bring players in such as Dele Alli and Son and Kieran Trippier, Toby Alderweireld as well. He went on, like I say, to be part of the Red Bull group, joining Leipzig, signed players such as Mateus Cunha. He's moved on, literally. There was talk about him leaving end with Man United. That didn't quite work out. He instead moved over to Monaco, and now from Monaco he's being linked with a move to Liverpool. So yeah, it's fascinating really. In terms of players he's worked with in the past, of course, he was the one who helped bring Sadio Mane into the Premier League, which is amazing. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. How good Sadio Mane's been, of course. Brilliant, brilliant player. When Paul Mitchell was down at Southampton, he of course mentioned Son, mentioned Dele Alli, Kieran Trippier, Toby Alderweireld, Christopher Nkunku as well. Recently, he's now on his way to Chelsea, but he was part of the team who helped bring him into the Red Bull, into the Red Bull group. So yeah, interesting. Reading between the lines, Liverpool are obviously having conversations. It won't just be Liverpool are hiring Paul Mitchell, but the fact that they've had a conversation with him just shows that work is getting done. And like I say, this one makes sense. There was talk, I think David Ornstein reported a while back in The Athletic that Mitchell was going to stay, but according to reports in France, that isn't the case. He could be looking for a move this summer, and he is very much, it seems, at least on Liverpool's radar for now. Hopefully, David Ornstein's reporting was wrong when it comes to the Paul Mitchell story a while ago, and if it happens to be wrong about the Jude Bellingham stuff recently as well, that would be kind of nice, wouldn't it? Speaking of Luke Entwistle then, who wrote that report for Get French Football News, he was the latest guest on our Expert Insight show. So yeah, basically when he put that story out, we got on the phone, we got Luke in to do a show with us. That is the latest episode of Expert Insight. It's available right now on redmenplus.com. If you want to go and listen to that show, or indeed all the other back catalogue of content that we've got, including the Bias Football podcast, Red Men Uncensored, and loads of our features and interviews that you could go back, especially the documentaries, to fill some time when the Reds aren't playing. If you go to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen, you'll get it for 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, that's code BITESIZE, BITESIZE. Sign up, use that, like I say, get it for $2.50 a month, rather than $5 a month for 3 months. Try it out, go and listen to all these amazing shows, go and watch them as well. Get them in your native podcast and apps, so you don't have to go anywhere else. You can just download them straight into your app. Get yourselves involved, and if you like it, sounds, if you don't, it absolutely wasn't for you. And all's well that ends well. So yeah, go and check that out. Keep an eye on Red Men this week. In terms of what's upcoming, of course, Thursday, we will have Neil Jones back in for Journo Insights. I'll definitely mention the Paul Mitchell stuff to him. I'll try and get an update on Jude Bellingham off him as well, if I can. We've got the Gavi stuff, loads going on there. And then on YouTube on Thursday night, we've got Thursday Night Pint right back and in your face. So speaking of Athletic, we've got Kiva O'Neill from The Athletic. She'll be joining us for that one, as will famous chef Dave Critchley. Loves the Reds, loves cooking food. I'm sure he'll go down well here, because we're a group of people that love the Reds and who love food as well. So yeah, thanks very much for checking out the latest edition of Bite Size. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope we kept you informed. And we'll be back with another one on Thursday. See you later, everybody.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.